Welcome back, everybody, to Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Today we're beginning Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, doing Sifim Aleph through Gimel. We're going to talk about the requirement to stand while reading the Torah for Kriyas HaTorah, as well as reading along with the Baal Koreh. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Tzarech Likros Me'umad, one is obligated to read while in a standing posture. V'afilu Lismoch Atzmo Lakosel Olo Amud, Aser, even to lean himself on a wall or on a pillar of sorts would be forbidden, ela imkin hu baal basar, unless one is heavy and therefore needs to lean. Says the Rama, v'china chazon hakorei, tzarech la'amodim hakorei. Likewise, the Baal Koreh needs to stand alongside the Ola. What is the source for this obligation to stand? Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat Aleph. Tzarech likros me'umad hakriya shekorin betzibur. The kriyas haTorah that happens in public, one needs to stand for. V'alfinon ze, we derive this min dechsev v'atapo amodi madi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to kavyachol stand alongside him. Mashma afidu Hashem yizbarach hamakar l'moshe haya omid kavyachol. This implies that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu, was standing. So if that's the case, then of course all of Klal Yisrael was standing as well, out of the awe that they had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was giving the Torah. So just like Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael were all standing at Mamre Nar Sinai when they learned the Torah, so too we stand at Kriyas HaTorah. We also say that just as the Torah was given with a sense of awe, so too we must treat it with a sense of awe, and therefore we must stand during Kriyas HaTorah, meaning that the people reading the Torah must stand for Kriyas HaTorah. After the fact, if one read the Torah while sitting down, that would still register. One would need not to repeat the reading. Says the Mishneh Berurah, even a partial type of leaning, such that if the object on which one was leaning was taken away, one would not fall. Nonetheless, that is also forbidden. One must stand with a sense of awe, and that means not leaning at all. Gimel olo amud. What is the amud? Hu shulchan hakriya ochai gavna. That includes the table at which the kriya is done, and the like. Ela imkein hu baal basar. The Shulchan Aruch said that if one is heavy, then that would be an exception to the rule. V'hu adin chole uzakin harbe shekashalo amida b'lismicha. Likewise, if one is sick or elderly, and it's very difficult for him to stand without leaning, he would be allowed to lean. Ach yizayar shiyismoch tzas. However, lechatchila, he should be careful to lean only a little bit. V'lo yismoch kol kach ad sheminatalo sodavar hipol. Shouldn't lean so much that if the thing on which he was leaning was taken away, that he would fall. V'mi afshalo However, if he needs to lean so much on an object, even if it were taken away, he would fall. And he needs extra assistance to keep him up. That would also be permitted. However, he should not lean on the covering that's on top of the table, because that covering is considered a tashmish kedusha. It serves the Sefer Torah. Rather, he should lean on the shulchan, on the table itself. What exactly is the status of the table? We consider it tashmish de tashmish. It's a second level, indirect service of the Sefer Torah, since it's not in direct service, so therefore one would be allowed to lean on it. However, in the Mishneh Berurah, in Siman Kuf Nun Dalet, Sefkat and Yod, as well, and in Shaar HaTzion, over there, he points out that despite the fact that we consider the table a tashmish to tashmish, when it comes to the halachos of Geniza, we dispose the table in Geniza as well, because sometimes the Sefer Torah is placed directly on the table. The Mishneh Berurah continues in Sifkat and Hey. Vechein Hachazon Hakorei. So the Rama says that likewise the Baal Koreh needs to also stand next to the Olev. Who adin haskan sheomidetz al haSefer Torah. Also the Gabai who stands next to the Sefer Torah needs to stand. Od kosav sham, the Sharei Ephraim adds, pe'amim shal Sefer Torah aruka ugedola harbe. There are sometimes when the Sefer Torah is very long and large. V'akoreh shetzarech likros mitoch haksav, the Baal Koreh who needs to read the words from the writing, v'chein ha'ola shetzarech liros b'Sefer Torah mashe makar lefon of likros acharov v'lachash, and the Ola who needs to see inside the Sefer Torah that which is being read before him, and he needs to read alongside the Baal Koreh quietly. V'i afsher lahem liros b'rosh hadaf im lo kishushochen atzmo samoch haSefer Torah, because this Sefer Torah is very long and large, it's impossible to see the words at the top of the column without bending down. and close to the Sefer Torah, and because you're bending down, you're going to end up leaning on the table, yash lahatir, in that case, we would allow one to lean. Everybody sees that that type of leaning is not out of haughtiness and arrogance. That's only when one is standing up straight, but kind of leaning, even though he's not bent over. This person who's bending over, amida be'imahu v'yachol lamut samach. So then that is considered in awe-filled type of posture, and therefore one would be allowed to lean. V'chein b'skan, the same would apply to the gabai, sh'apirov avodasahu, sh'hu ochiz b'yad ha'asur mikesav lahoros lifnei hakore be'iz ashur v'teva sh'hu omirata. That the general job of the gabai is to grab onto the yad, which is made out of silver, and to show the kore what line and what word to read. Sometimes he's unable to do that without bending himself and without leaning on the table. If he needs to do it for that purpose, it would be mutter. However, one should be careful that after he reads the top lines at the top of the column, and then he reaches the middle of the column or close to it, where it's possible for him to see very well without leaning, so then yizko. So then he should stand up straight from his bending, and that way he won't need to lean at all. Adkan Devarav, that is the opinion of the Shari Ephraim quoted in the Mishnah Brura, Sivka and Yud. Let's now continue with Seif Beis and the Mechaber. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Lo Yikru Ushnayim, two people should not read the Torah together. Ela ha'ola korei ushliach tzibur shosek. Either the ola should read and the bal korei should be quiet. Ushliach tzibur korei veha'ola lo yikra b'kol ram. Or the bal korei should read and the ola, the person making the bracha, he shouldn't read out loud. Umikomakom tzarechu likro se mashliach tzibur kadei shlo tei brachasu levatala. However, if the ola is the one being quiet, he does need to read alongside the shliach tzibur, so that way his bracha is not a bracha in vain. Ela shetzarech likros benachas shalo yashmiya lo'oznav. However, he should read in a very fine, in a very quiet way, so much so that he doesn't even hear the words that he's saying. The Rama comments, "Va'afilu mashmiya lo'oznav le'kalamichash." The Rama says that even if he does hear the words, even if the words are audible to himself, so we would still not be concerned. Lo adif mitfila kedel simin kuf aleph. This case is no worse than tfila, where we say that one needs to daven quietly, but we also say that he should hear the words that he's saying. So the Mishnah Brura expands in Sif Katan Vav, Lo Yikra Ushnayim, why can't two read at the same time? The Trei Kalei, Lo Mishtame, because two voices cannot be made out at once. Ushliach Tzibur Shosek, Mihu, Im Ha'ola Ta'o Benakudos Ha'ba Ta'amim, Misayu Balachash. If the Ola is reading and the Shliach Tzibur, the Baal Korei, is being quiet, and the Ola is starting to make mistakes and the vowels are in the trap, so then the Baal Korei should help him quietly, he should guide him back on track. What's our practice nowadays? Says the Mishnah Brura. Our practice is that the Baal Korei is always the one who reads, even if the Ola is an expert. Why? We want to avoid embarrassing the Olim who don't know how to read. It's also going to happen very often that the Ola is not going to know the reading so well. He's not going to know the vowels. He's not going to know the trap. And he'll want to read. And then the congregation is not going to be yotze, their obligation. And when we prevent the Olim from doing the reading, even though they wanted to, so also Linsuye, a strife is going to ensue. So instead, we just make a blanket rule that it's always the Baal Korei who does the reading. So the Mechaber said that even when the Baal Korei is doing the reading, the Ola should read alongside him. What that means is from the writing, he should read the words. Why? Because otherwise his bracha would be in vain. It's not sensible that the Ola should make the bracha on behalf of the Shliach Tzibur. No, the Ola is making the bracha for himself, and if that's the case, he needs to read. Yud Aleph Benachas, why does he have to read alongside quietly? To Trei Kalei Lo Mishtame, Lo Shaychei Ki Im Bekorei Bekol Ram. We're not concerned that two voices won't be able to be heard simultaneously, other than when they're both out loud. But if one is out loud and the other one is soft and quiet, so then we don't say Trei Kalei Lo Mishtame. Yud Beis Shalo Yashmi Ala Oznav. So the Mechaber says that he should be so quiet that he shouldn't even hear the words. Ayin b'Beis Yosef shevisad lezem sefer haZohar. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Zohar as the source for this practice, which is that just as at Har Sinai there was only one voice, that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too in Kriyas HaTorah there should only be one voice. Yud Gimel v'afilu mashmiya v'chulei. The Rama said that even if you do hear your own voice, that would be fine. Rotza lomar after yoser tov shelo lashmi ala oznav, even though the more preferable practice is not to hear the words that you're saying, mikol makom imashmiya gam kein lakalamechash. If you do hear the words, we're not concerned. Lo adif mitfila sheteknu gam kein belachash v'afilu hachi mashmiya ala oznav. This case is no different from tefila, where the institution of tefillah is supposed to be quiet. You're supposed to daven quietly, but at the same time, you are supposed to hear the words that you're saying. So apparently, when you hear the words that you're saying, you can still be considered to be quiet. So too over here, even though it's better not to hear the words, if you do hear the words, you're still considered to be reading along quietly. Now, if the ola is in the middle of davening, should he read along? So the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Nun Aleph, as well as Rav Shlomo Zalman, they point out that if one is in the middle of Psuki Dezimra, then he should read along. But if he's in the middle of Bechos Kriyishma, then he should not read along together with the Baal Kore. Let's finish up now with the Mechaber in Siv Gimel. Yesh Noagim Lahamin Misha Makar La'ola Mila B'mila. There are those who have a practice to appoint someone next to the Ole to read word for word. After this appointee reads the word, so then the Ola copies him. The Ola says it on his own. The Shulchan Aruch goes out of his way to say that only after this appointee reads the word does the Ola say it. So says the Mishnah Berurah, since they're not saying the word together simultaneously, so in that case, we don't have a concern of not being able to hear two voices at once because they're not being said at once. First, the appointee is saying the word, and then the Ola is saying the word. Next time around, we'll continue with Simon Kuf Mem Aleph from Seif Dalid. Have a wonderful day.